The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 145, A Walk in the Park.
Wait a minute. Say what?
Yeah, Claire just called me. She has a time and location for the meeting.
All right. Let's hear it.
Tomorrow, noon, Rocky Point in a boat ramp.
A boat ramp? I guess that's public enough.
Rocky Point has changed a lot since my day. It's almost exclusively residential now.
I have it on my phone here. Let me zoom in a bit. There. It's right across the creek from the golf course.
Now, just how inconspicuous can we be at a public boat ramp?
You got a nice little rig. How do you feel about hauling it up to Rocky Point?
That would be a good cover.
That's a two-hour haul. Do we have enough time?
Kelly has a good point, Daddy. That's a Sunday, and westbound traffic from Ocean City will be brutal. A normal two-hour trip could take up to 3 or 4 hours.
Yeah, too bad we can't cram your boat into a step.
That would be too easy. You have to do an expense report, don't you?
Yes, I do.
All right, you two will go ahead of us via the STIP. I'll contact Pierman and arrange transportation for you. You can then drive there and wait for us.
Won't it look suspicious, two women sitting in a car?
Come to think of it, won't a man and a woman look suspicious at a boat ramp without a boat?
Maybe he's bringing one, too.
Let me see that map again. Okay, right here, not far from the boat ramp, Island View Waterfront Cafe overlooking Hawk Cove. You ladies can wait here, and we'll call you when we get back on Black River Road. You can have lunch there, on me, of course.
That sounds like a good plan. Now, how are you going to get to Claire before tomorrow to wire her for sound?
Yeah, I've been thinking about that. If this guy's working with some secret agency or part of the IDF or RAID, I'm betting he has some sort of electronic detector.
So you're going to have to get close enough to listen.
Or one of us will have to.
Jim? Is there any special skill you have that can allow you to listen? I know you have a telescopic eye. You plan on zooming in and reading lips?
That's not a bad idea if I was better at reading lips. But to answer your question, yes, I have this directional listening device and direct link interface.
Wait a minute. You mean you plug it into your head?
Yep. You see the skin flap right here behind my left ear? Just lift it up.
Oh, that's gross. How many attachments do you come with?
This is mainly for uploading updates, like new languages, heads-up displays, you know, things like that.
It's crazy what all he can do.
The attachment looks like a normal hearing aid. Along with being able to pick up their ambient conversations, I can monitor you guys on shortwave. I can feed you info in case you need to reposition.
So if they reposition, one of us will have to get close enough to monitor their conversation.
And you can do that with special sound amplifiers. You know, look like transistor radios.
Transistor radios? Really, Jim?
We get the idea.
That's very similar to what I used to do back in the day, except it was a transistor radio.
Kate, do you ever feel like a translator for these dinosaurs?
All the time.
All right, before we go into Brady's place, do you have the bug ready?
Yeah, but let's check it again. Test, test.
Got it loud and clear. I'm going to try and keep him distracted. Gabby, you stand on my left, and Tam, you stand on my right.
All right. Do you need me to do any of the talking?
That will help. I want him focused on me or you so Gabby can plant the bug. Gabby, when you've got it secured under the counter, you can start some chatter to let us know you're done. You can do that, I'm sure.
I've been told my name suits my personality. I don't think I'll have any problems being Gabby.
All right then, let's go.
Well, 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 if it isn't the bounty hunter. Wait a minute. These two weren't with you and the Rage Elite when you came by a couple of days ago. In fact, you two were with Lord Lister.
Well, they're with me now, and I can vouch for both of them.
Lister turned his back on us, so we're looking for Lord Zokar.
Zokar? Wasn't he at the camp too?
Yes, he was. Unfortunately, he wasn't able to muster any support for rebuilding his army.
There was a large attack from those river monsters. Once their bellies were full, he took advantage of the law and drove out.
We think he went to a bunker halfway between the camp and the coast.
Did he contact you for passage back to Tyrannus?
No, I haven't heard from him.
And what about Colonel Zandu? You know he helped in getting people to the camp.
I haven't heard or seen Zandu since you two departed for the camp. Why all this interest in finding Lord Zoka?
Lister turned his back on us. He and Lenora both.
Yes. They left Gabby to die in the river.
You survived Death River?
I'm a good swimmer. It was lucky for Lister that the camp commander put him in the stockade, or I'd have done a number on him. We want to catch up with Lord Zokar and join forces.
I'm offering my ship to take him and what crew he can assemble back to Litumus.
I wish I could help, but I haven't heard anything about Lord Lister and I don't know where Colonel Zandu is. If I hear anything, I'll let you know. How long will you be in town?
A couple more days. We're docked in the largest dock, Delta 7. Send word there.
I'll certainly do that. Now, do you find people need anything for your stay?
I think we're good. Ulysses is fully stocked.
Thanks for your time.
Have a good day, Brady.
Same to you.
Let's just go around the corner here.
So who's taking bets on how long before he calls Zandu?
Yeah, he'll probably come out and look to see if we're gone yet.
No probably about it. Right on schedule, that. Turn on the listening device.
It's me. The bounty hunter was just here with the two crew members from the Ulysses. Yeah, Tam and Gabby. They wanted Zoka, and they're looking for you. Why? I think they believe you helped him get out of camp. No, they didn't say anything about him being arrested and escaping. Really? So they knew he had escaped and didn't just leave. Interesting. What should I do if they come back? All right. I'll call you as usual. Yeah. Goodbye.
Well, that pretty much confirms Colonel Zandu helped Wi-Fi. Otherwise, he wouldn't have known about the escape.
So what do you want to do now?
I'm a little thirsty. How about you two?
There's only one watering hole in this town.
I'll lead the way.
I must say, the food up here is actually quite good.
You won't hear me complaining.
So let me get this straight. You and Sam flew to Tyrannus in a chopper, then took a motorboat up this Death River where you found Gabby hanging onto a log?
Yes.
She feigned her death while she was captive of Lister and Lenora, along with Captain Tam.
Mondu and a driver took a car, stopping for the night at a safe house.
More like a fortified bunker.
Okay, now. Did Wit, Jaffer, and his crew follow Wi-Fi?
No. They procured an all-terrain vehicle from Brady the storekeeper and drove along the edge of the jungle.
Where they spent the night killing river monsters, which means I missed the best part.
Well, you certainly got your fill the next night at the camp.
That must have been crazy, all of you getting there around the same time.
No, what was crazy was leaving me in the powder magazine with all the dynamite.
Now that I think about it, that was a rather risky move.
So you all are fighting these river monsters, and Wi-Fi slips out with Sprague in the middle of the night?
Yes. We think there was plenty to eat after we shot a couple of big ones. It's quite possible they got away.
And Tam, Gabby, and Jaffer are back on Tyrannus looking for them?
Congratulations. It appears that you have paid attention.
Are you going to eat that?
Of course I am. I can't eat and talk at the same time.
I can.
And that's what makes you a Hongan.
That brings up an interesting point. What are we going to do with a Hongan?
I hear if you feed them well, they make good pets.
Well, I don't know about that.
Hang on. I think he's onto something here.
Actually, we were waiting for a word from headquarters regarding the disposition of Sam.
Hey, I've already been to your planet. I know the ropes.
The ropes, you say? I understand you showed up wearing 1940s gangster clothing.
So our intel was a little off.
Whatever the decision is, I hope they make it soon.
Yeah, or we may run out of food.
That, Lieutenant Andrews, is a fair assessment.
Commander, incoming call from the controller.
I'll take it in the main bay.
The controller is requesting all personnel be present.
Very well. We're on our way. Gentlemen, follow me.
You know, I could get used to floating through bulkheads instead of walking.
Then you could eat all you wanted.
Two good reasons to stay.
All right. George, we're in position. Monitor one, please.
Commander, I see everyone is here.
Yes, sir. We're standing by.
I'm floating, actually.
Sam, I see you've managed to make it without dying in glorious victory.
Well, I'm beginning to understand. It's not all it's cracked up to be.
Agent Simon, congratulations on another superb mission.
Thank you, Controller. I only regret that Lord Zoka wasn't at the bat with Major Witt. Did they arrive safely?
Yes, with their cargo intact. Lister is in maximum security, and Lenora and Mondu are in our minimal confinement center.
Excellent news, Controller.
I have been in contact with your superiors. It will be a few more hours before I hear back from them. I am expecting that you and Sam will be parting by Deep Space Stip after your next sleep cycle.
I'm sorry, Controller. Did you say me and Sam?
I believe he did, Simon.
He's correct, Agent Simon. Initial directives from 310's IDF called for Sam to accompany you home.
Yes. See? I knew they couldn't break up the team.
Team? Seriously, Sam? Controller, surely there's been a mistake.
I'm afraid not, Simon. The directive came directly from headquarters. Once you arrive, you'll receive a DF explaining what to do with Sam.
I could have saved them the trouble of telling me.
What's a DF?
That is a disposition form, Sam. It will give you detailed instructions on what to do. Unless, of course, you would prefer to return to your home planet.
No, a DF sounds good to me.
Commander, have Robo 4 set up docking for deep space transport. Make sure that both of our passengers are properly prepped and cleared for travel. That is all.
Wow. I did not see that coming.
Nor did I. Well, we might as well get on with it. Let's get the medical clearance done so that we won't have to deal with that tomorrow.
This is great. I love my time on Earth. What a blast.
A blast? That's a bit ironic.
Hey, we made some great bombs, but none were detonated.
You two can continue this conversation in sickbay. Now, if you please follow me.
After you, partner.
Oh, I can see this is going to be a very long trip.
Stand by for egress.
Standing by. I can't believe you stole this. I bet the look on Daddy and Pierman's face was priceless.
You should have seen them. They look like two trout out of water.
Cleared for egress.
Ladies, how was your trip?
I suppose 10 seconds beats 3 hours of beach traffic.
Daddy and Jim are out in it right now.
Yes, I understand that all of you are meeting near Hawk Cove.
Yes, were you able to get us a vehicle?
Well, of course. It's right outside the door. I think you'll find it quite satisfactory. Unfortunately, on such short notice, I wasn't able to get Nelson to help you out on this one.
Oh, gee, I'm heartbroken.
Why, Kate, do I detect a small hint of sarcasm there?
You think?
I think we'll be perfectly fine without him.
I understand you see him as somewhat annoying, but he is quite an asset.
Well, you're half right.
Excuse me?
Just saying that he's somewhat of an asset.
Ah, I see. At any rate, I'm sure you two will be fine. I understand that you're going to the restaurant and awaiting Jim's signal?
Yes. He'll contact us as soon as Claire and the caller arrive at the boat ramp.
Then we'll go down to the ramp, park nearby, and walk down. I'll position myself on the southern side of the ramp, just in case he wants her to walk and talk.
And I'll be to the north. Daddy and Jim will be with the boat and trailer like they're getting ready to launch. Jim will get as close as he can to monitor.
Hopefully he'll disguise himself in case the subject knows him.
He has a beard, sunglasses, which are really directional amplifiers, and a big fishing hat.
Sounds like he went all out. Well, here are the keys. It's gassed up. Good luck. Oh, and I took the liberty to set up your route on the GPS.
Thanks, Mr. Pierman. Wow, what a nice car.
Are you sure this is ours?
It appears so.
All right, a full tank of gas, GPS is entered, we are good to go.
I don't know why, but I was expecting a typical GSA car.
With a flat 6 and 3 on the column. This is first class.
It's the IDF, they know how to roll.
You know, sis, I haven't been shopping in Baltimore for a long time.
I'm thinking the same thing. Once this is over, they have about a 2.5 hour drive home, and we have a few minutes back to Martin State, then 10 seconds to back home.
That'll leave plenty of time for shopping.
And another nice feature, a hands-off phone. It's Jim. Hey, Jim, where are you?
We're on 97. How about you?
We just pulled out of Pierman's warehouse.
Okay, for our plan, I'll call you when we get on the Black River Road.
Hey, if nothing drastic happens during this meeting, you and Dad should take in a little fishing.
What? So you two can go shopping?
Why, Jim Barnes, whatever gave you that idea?
We'll see. Talk to you soon.
Okay. He's so easy.
If anyone asks, we're a cargo ship that supplied goods to Rage. You both are who you are, a pilot and a captain.
And what or who are you?
Yeah, it might not go over so well if you say you're a bounty hunter.
I'm a former seeker.
A seeker? You know, on my planet, that's a musical group.
A seeker is the Rage version of a bounty hunter. Rage designates someone as an enemy of the state and the seeker takes care of them.
So you find them and you tune them up.
I guess he is a musical group.
I don't follow you.
Never mind. It loses something in translation. Like a professional hitman.
Something like that.
That should make you real popular in here.
The less you two talk, the better.
I've been told that before.
Look for someone wearing parts of Rage uniforms. Veterans like to identify with their old units.
Hey, what do we have here?
Your worst nightmare if you're not careful.
Easy, friend. I was just going to offer the ladies some refreshment.
That's okay, Seeker. We can handle ourselves.
Okay, now you're talking. Sit down and join me.
Oh, I'll sit down. Sure. But not to join you.
Is that a blaster charging under the table?
Uh-huh.
Pointed at my...
Uh-huh. Now just tell us who in here has the best connection to Rage.
Why do you want to know?
We're anxious to meet up with some old friends. So who might have the best connections to Rage in here?
In the corner booth, sitting alone. He was an officer. I think his name is Zarkon.
Thanks. You've been most helpful.
Maybe a drink later.
I don't think so. But have one on me for your troubles.
I told you to let me do most of the talking.
You'll have plenty of time to talk.
You gotta give it to her, Jeffa. She's got the info we needed.
And nearly started a brawl in the process. Now please, let me do the talking.
If you're looking for a seat, this one's taken. Try you over there.
I don't see anyone here but you.
And that's just the way I like it. Now go. But your two friends can stay if they like.
Where he goes, we go.
Got your personal babysitters. Hey, big fella.
This is Captain Tam of the Ulysses and her pilot Gabby. I'm Jaffra, a former seeker for Rebels Against the Galactic Empire.
A Rage Elite. I'm impressed. Sit down. So the town drunk told you. who I was.
Only that your name is Zarkon and you were a high-ranking officer in Rage.
Tato drunk talks too much.
You're wearing an Elite Force ring. We would have spotted you sooner or later.
I'm impressed. So, Jaffra, if you're a farmer seeker, you know who my boss was.
Yes, Colonel Zandu, commander of Elite Forces. I know him well. Have you seen him today or yesterday?
Why do you want to know?
I heard a rumor that our former Supreme Commander was spotted in town. I'd very much like to see him again.
Lord Zoker, here. Are you sure about that? What would a former commander of Rage want in this dump?
We heard that he was trying to reassemble the troops. We also know that his number two, Lister, was with him in that camp east of here.
I don't know where you heard such a rumor. He and Lister had quite a falling out. They both claim to be the leader of Rage now. If the truth be known, they can both say whatever they want. It amounts to nothing. I'm sorry, I can't help you. If I knew where he was, I'd gladly tell you. We don't need him here stirring up trouble.
Well, thank you for your information. It's obvious he's not around. We'll be on our way.
You're not buying that, are you?
The guy definitely knows more than he's saying.
I agree. He's holding out on us. Let's get back to the ship and formulate our strategy for the next couple of days.
Hey, wait.
If you're looking for money for another drink, forget it. Go ask someone else.
You might change your mind. I overheard what you said to Zarkon. I can help you out. I didn't want to say anything in there. Too many prying eyes and ears.
Do you have information about Zokar?
You mean the one your people call Wi-Fi? Yes. I have something you might like.
My people? Just who are my people?
Well, you're Jaffra, the bounty hunter. And you two work with the IDF. I overheard Brady, the storekeep, talking about you last night. For the right price, I can lead you right to Wi-Fi.
There's a table right over here.
Would you look at that view? I never knew this place was here.
Hi, welcome. My name's Carol. I'll be your server today. Can I start you off with something to drink?
You have a really nice wine list here.
We'll both have water, thank you.
I'll be right back with that.
Spoil sport.
We're working. I wish all our work was like this. You think we'll have time to eat? Or should we just share an appetizer? Kelly? Did you hear me?
Kate, we have a problem.
What kind of problem?
The worst kind. That couple that just walked in, one of them is Claire.
Has the meeting been moved, and if so, why? What kind of information is the bar patron trying to sell? And is Earth ready for Sam the Hongan? Find out in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, The Game's Afoot.